Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Swolecast. The Thanksgiving edition over the past years has been kind of all over the place. But today, it's going to be pretty buttoned up. We're just going to get to all the plays. We're going to get to the main slate, then the Thanksgiving slate. No truly show. It's just going to be buttoned up, but also a show where we give thanks. And we just show our gratitude for all that we get to do here on the Swolecast. It's the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com, Thanksgiving edition.
You came back from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Give it to the guy with the crypto Dunes Abbey to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little.
Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. It's the Swolecast. David Kitchen here alongside Mr. Total 05. He said earlier he's too corporate now for the Truly Blitzed show. So this is going to be a regular show for him. Looks like it's cold up there in Wisconsin. Also, Davis Matic, the stash is just epic.
I know you're jealous, Dave. I know. I know you're jealous.
I'm at the point where at first I was making fun of it, and now it's just like, okay. All right, that's pretty nice. And then we got Peter Overzet. Guys, how's it going?
I'm just realizing how washed we are. You know, we used to do the Truly Blitz. We'd bust out the robe. Sometimes I think I had a turkey hat.
You had the turkey hat. Yeah.
I was too lazy to go even in my props closet. I'm just washed, man.
Also, the kids are home from school today. There we go.
No, quick on the trigger there.
That was pretty good. Sosa's having a good show already. Kids are home from school today, so just watch the language, guys. Last week was really bad.
We got a note from Dan Bach about the F-bombs. Yeah. I think I had
DB said it was funny. DB said it was funny. He said he laughed particularly at my last one. Real quick here before we get into the meat of the show, I'm just gonna need a James Cook apology from the three of you, and then we can move
from
forward.
Me?
No, not from you. Mostly from Dave, because he gave me the U face. Dave's on his phone. Dave's not paying attention.
This show is just gonna be us having to take apologies for when we were wrong on something. That's gonna fill up the entire hour going forward.
I may have been initially.
You guys
him.
Would.
Pokemon said he was. He
you
was,
guys would
he
be was. Apologizing to me for a lot, just over the past off season, minus the whole Deshaun Watson thing. But
yeah, tough scene for the Soccer Day basketball teams to know that they're all his stacks are dead.
I think everyone's best ball teams are dead. Really, it's like
someone has to win.
If you have a live team, then I'm almost certain you practice like witchcraft.
Just whoever has the CJ Stroud double stacks, that person gets to win. I think.
I don't know, my 1 out of 6 advance rate's looking pretty good, guys.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Right after I give my drafters team on here last week. Mark Andrews goes down. Jamar Chase no longer has Joe Burrow at the helm. So it's been tough. But that's why we have the Thanksgiving slate, which we're going to get to in the second half of the show. And so that means we have to really kind of just get through this part. And we can't spend like 50 minutes on this slate. So with that
thing. Okay. I kind of think the Thanksgiving content is a little bit saturated. I think we just go all in on the main slate because as I've realized via my Twitter mentions, more people than you think watch this program. Like a lot of people watch this show and they watch it on demand. Like they watch it on the weekend.
Yeah. I actually was at a kid's basketball game on Saturday. And I was like, dude, I haven't listened to the Swolecast yet. He's like, I haven't listened to the Swolecast yet, but I'm going to today. Shout out to Drew. He said, when I listen to, it's on Friday or Saturday. So the news is already broken.
I think we go pretty hard on the main slate.
Okay. All right. Peter, do you have a problem with that?
No. I'm just here for the vibes, the friendship, the camaraderie, the fraternity.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. All right. Well, with that being said, let's get on to the Overzet's overview of the week.
Got that dog in a fight. Got that dog in a fight. Overzet overview. Come on.
All right, since, it is the Thanksgiving Swolecast, and I thought instead of doing an overview and jokes and roasts, I thought I could share a few things I'm specifically thankful for this year. So first of all, I want to say I'm thankful for Sims, the simulation, so I don't have to take ownership of my own bad decisions and can just blame the robots when my lineups don't do well. So thank you to the Sims for that. I also just want to mention as a quick aside, I did hear the real reason that Sam Altman got ousted from OpenAI is because the Sims were including the Commanders defense in the Sam Howell stacks last week. The board saw that and they said, man, this is whatever you're working on. It's got to go.
It's unethical.
I'm thankful for David Kitchen, who is a consummate professional, the best host in the business. No one knows how he juggles being on time, being prepared, moving the show along at a perfect place, all while finding the time to get absolutely shredded in the gym. Dave, you're an inspiration to us all, and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Davis Matic as well, who, despite going on vacation this past week, managed to record an episode of the Gilcast from a tin can so we could all have content on a Monday morning. Thank you, Davis.
Not just that, he also sent, instead of sending the file to the media team, he just sent them the link, which there is no like download. So we had to record it in real time.
I did get it corrected, but I literally recorded the podcast, uploaded it, posted it on Twitter, and got in an Uber to go to the airport. So I wanted on the record. I did the best I could.
He's just crying.
Devin, here's the link to the show. There's no download option on it.
The best part of that too was Davis saying he was on the beach watching everyone have fun in the sand in the water while he was it building DFS lineups or drafting teams on your phone. Davis, is that how you spent your weekend?
7 hours of commercial-free football, right like this.
AirPod. Oh, you're watching Red Zone. That's
AirPod in. 7 hours of commercial-free football right here, getting some sun, got some rays, and got 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Oh my goodness. I also am of course thankful for Mr. Tuttle 05, who he has the toughest task of all of us on this show, which is making a terrible take so outlandishly bad that it can actually stand out from all of the other non-branded terrible takes. It's like one of the hardest things for Tuttle to have to do is find something that egregiously bad. So thank you for your service, Tuttle. I'm also thankful for producer Sosa, I don't think there's another producer of live content in the entire world who can always perfectly screen share a semi-relevant GIF a few seconds late. There's literally no one better at it than Sosa. We are appreciative of you. I'm also thankful for the chat. You guys are really what fuel us, what drive us, what often distract Davis from paying attention during the show. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. I'm thankful for Roto Grinders and Better Collective, who continue to forget to do a proper audit of how much this show cost them and what it's contributing to their bottom line. So thank you guys for continuing to turn a blind eye to the Swolecast. And finally, I'm thankful for this abbreviated content week where we will all spend limited time on the slate everyone cares about in hopes of producing evergreen content about a slate none of us have even thought about for a split second. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Back to you, Dave.
No, thank you. And also, just on that note, I probably should say we have the props and pick 'em package available for $9.99 on rotogrinders.com, usually $50. So you can get all of the winners there. Have been crushing it. Shout
Even
out to
my
Eric
jokes Byman make you a better host, Dave, because they remind you to do a necessary plug.
It's like, but we did do this. So, and to the live listeners, Doug McDaniel, over 23 PRA in that Michigan game today. It's a 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern game. So, for the live listeners, just hammer that. That's from
Kitchen's getting in on the props package now.
Yeah,
too,
it's from our good buddy Eric. And so when he posts a prop, you just set an alert for it and tell it. So with that being said, let's get on to today's slate. And again, not doing the Thanksgiving slate. Right now we're going with the main slate. And Pete, I must have missed the team totals and just kind of setting the table, so to speak.
There's two good ones, Bills and Eagles and Texans and Jags. Everything else is pretty mid.
Yeah, the Bengals and Steelers?
There was no editorializing, Davis, just from a totals perspective. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Fair. You know what? Fair. I'm unbundling them.
All right. So let's have a good show. I feel like we had a pretty good show last week.
On Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
No, I did say Jalen Warren. He was in our lineup, and he had that 75-yard to the house call. Also,
you did. People forget that, but we don't.
Cash game lineup took like in the Wildcat was, I think, 4 or 5.
Tough week in the cash game streets if you are not a Cabal bro. Very, very bad week for you if you are not a Cabal guy in the cash streets. Like, anytime first place in the $1,500 Billy Maker is just people's cash team, it's not going to be a good time for you.
All right. So, with that being said, quarterbacks, Tuttle.
Man, you just go to the Buffalo game. Hurts, Allen. I mean, I ran RG projections. I think we're like the only site that even tries to do main slate projections by this time.
That's
on
right.
Wednesday.
Shout out.
I think it legitimately is the only slate. Thank you to Kyle Murray, who does that on Tuesday nights. He grinds through those, gets them posted. So if you're looking for that first look, that's the place to look, RG. But yeah, of the cheap guys popping in early projections, it's Gardner Minshew. Who's showing at 5,100. Otherwise, it's the high-end guys for me. The one injury note we have to follow, and we have him projected out right now, is Derek Carr. Because I can
please don't play Derek.
Yes, I would love to play Jameis Winston on this slate. Like I said, Minshew's already showing as like the top point per dollar option. So if we can replace that with Jameis, that would be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah. You got Mahomes and Hurts. You got Stroud and Lawrence, right? Those are your top four.
How about one Mr. Kyler Murray? Kyler, there were a bunch of near misses last week, but he, to my very virgin eye, I mean, he just looks back. To me, he looks like doesn't look any different than the guy
when he ran for that
before.
Yeah, when he ran for some of those first downs and that touchdown there in the end zone, that's how you know he's back.
The touchdown was in the end zone. It would have been tough for the touchdown to not
be in the end zone. Yeah, you know. The main point being, he's back and he's running. Like, it doesn't look like he is, like, not trying to run or stay in the pocket. Pete, is that what your eyes are telling you?
Yeah, no, I watched that all 22, and just seeing him scramble, I think he's just completely back to, you know, his pre-injury self. I do like going to Kyler. Here's the question for you. What do we think, how much ownership is Stroud going to catch at 7,700?
I mean, it's sort of interesting because the projections are not giving him the respect of Hurts, Mahomes, and Allen. I want to say this is only the second slate of the year where Hurts, Mahomes, and Allen have all been in. What's interesting even on top of that is, are people just done with Pat? Are they just like, the Chiefs suck, MVS drops everything, Kelsey's distracted by his girlfriend, you know, like I think there definitely is a chance we get like a 4-6% owned Mahomes against the Raiders, right? Which is like, yeah, I look, guys, I get it. Like, I watch the game too. It's very frustrating to watch MVS literally have the ball in his hands and then just not score a 51-yard touchdown. But yeah, I mean, if he's the fourth most owned quarterback of the slate, fifth most owned, I that feels like a good spot to me. And maybe that's just what someone says before they're about to lose anyway. But I'm pretty interested in it.
All right. Cheap guys other than Minshew that you like. Anybody? Jameis?
I mean, like, Jameis is such
4.9.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Jameson Olave stacks would be fun. I was expecting some like really bad QB touts from David here, but we didn't get him. I was like
a Jake Browning saving it
or something.
Well, no.
I'm biting my tongue. I really want to say Ritter.
I want to say it too. But I'm not going to say
it. You could do worse on this slate. That's kind of the thing though. Like, you get a pretty steep track. Like, the bad quarterbacks on this slate are really bad.
I was going to say Levis in tournaments.
Where do you get your ideas?
They, you know, big time favorites. This is the game. If you watch, like, let's just go down narrative street. If you watch Vrabel, he just seems like he's so disgusted right now. I think that they're going to try to just like blow the doors open in this game.
Like, they're going to blow the doors open by giving Derrick Henry 30 carries.
Yeah, isn't this like a run funnel, right? We're back to the funnelings.
And the Panthers are a funnel team. The Panthers have been their second worst on the year to running backs other than the Broncos. And they've actually been fine against the pass. This feels like a massive Derrick Henry game.
He's just not the alpha anymore. He's like,
David, it's a timeshare.
I gave him up on a second.
Is insane. I mean, I never thought I would see this day.
Here's the thing. The best chance for Derrick Henry on these like long runs are like screen passes, like getting him into space quickly, because the offensive line, they are just creating nothing and he's not making guys miss. And so it's really tough for him. That's why I think that you're going to see some play action. I think Nuke is going to go nuclear. That's my bold take for this week.
Okay. I don't love it. I mean, I would say if Carr doesn't play, there are three quarterbacks who I'm thinking about playing: Mahomes, Jameis, and Kyler. That's pretty much my list.
Not Hurts or Allen.
That's a tournament. That's Davis's tournament stance, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm making my decision. That's how I am going to play it. Obviously, other opinions are available if you want to choose them. I just like a Mahomes in the middle of like, you know, just losing this huge game. He definitely wins the MVP if they get the number one seed. Like, it just, how does he not get? And I don't think he even has a 30-point game yet this year. Like, how do they not just let him go nuclear once?
I need the we talked all 22. I need the take here on Justin Watson, because he's min with the.
It's totally legit, and he's only going to earn, like, the role is legit in the sense that he's the only one who can get open on like those post routes. Like MVS, sure, he can just totally clear out. They don't really trust Rice doing that. Rice's ADOT is like super low. There, I thought maybe for like half a second last week they were going to use Kadarius Toney for real. I think Toney got three touches on the first drive. I made the biggest prop wager of my life on Kadarius Toney over six and a half receiving yards, and he got seven. He got seven, but they measured it. They measured it, and I was like, if he doesn't get it right here, I know he's not getting another one, and I lose, so please give it to him. But yeah, Tony's not a real thing. The one thing that could throw a wrinkle in for Watson Tuttle would be if Richie James returns this week. Yeah. He'd been on IR, and then they made him a scratch last week. The wide receivers just need a grown-up in that room so badly, and that's exactly what Richie James is, and that would just really murk up the playing time that he's kind of solidified.
It really feels like his route tree was different than Watson's in their last
game. Well, his ADOT was lower last week, like way lower.
Right, they usually just send him down the field, and he tries to catch bombs. It feels like they actually completely changed his role. I'm not sure that's going to continue, but he's 3K.
Was Tony hurt? I feel like they showed him
Hardman
on the side.
Hardman got hurt.
Yeah, but I feel like they're Tony with they show.
Yeah, Tony just he's like Schrodinger's injury in the sense that like he's just always like a little bit injured or not injured. Like it's like he just exists in such a fragile state. But yeah, I'm gonna flag plant $4,900 Jameis. That's my I might just do every team be a Jameis team if he plays.
Can I? Fine, I'll say it. Let me do like a Davis Maddock-esque hot take. Patrick Mahomes is unplayable at 8,200 in this version of the offense. Ooh. You're gonna not play Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen. There's like nothing there. You can't stack him with Kelsey. Kelsey costs 8,200. Like who's paying that? In Las Vegas has actually been way more friendly to the ground game. You got to think they just give it to Pacheco a ton. I don't know. I don't like it.
It's a vibes-based take, but I don't even think you're wrong. That's why I literally think this might be the lowest this might be the lowest ownership he's had on a main slate in like 3 years.
Where's is Taylor Swift still touring in
America? She's still killing people in Brazil.
Stop. It was Argentina, but stop.
Someone died at her show, brother.
She did it. What did she ship someone?
They weren't allowing water into the stadium. They weren't allowing water into the stadium. I cannot believe you said that, Davis.
After all these years, we're gonna get canceled by the Swifties. That's gonna be the way the Swolecast goes out.
Dude, if the Swifties can make it 20 minutes into the Swolecast to cancel us, more
they
power
deserve
to
it.
We deserve it.
We're supposed to give gratitude on this show.
I love you, Swifties. Don't come at me. Davis is the one that said it.
Thankful for all the Swifties. Swift and Kelsey scoring on Monday was just poetic. All right. Running backs. No. DraftKings.
David remembering how this show works.
After 10 years, we're on
autopilot. Now, this is a first look show, so I'm going to exclude myself from picking Winston here because I don't want to be responsible on Sunday for sending out the swap.
Yeah, you got to send out a global alert.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Davis, you do go first.
I get to pick first? All right, I'm going to start us off with a puker. I'm going to take A.T. Perry of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, my God. You're not going to tank the lineup by putting Winston in.
I think Perry is playable. I mean, whatever people thought Jalen Guyton was going to be last week before he got ruled out and he projected to be 20% owned, Perry's just a better version of that guy because he's a better player.
He went to Wake, right?
Yeah. He's a big dude. So you would think like, oh, you know, Shaheed, he's good, whatever. Now, after Michael Thomas got injured, it was all Perry. Perry led the team in routes run. In that game, so he just is a full time starting wide receiver for 3,200.
Request to producer Sosa to screenshot this lineup so I can follow along here.
Yeah,
in the 5K challenge, DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday football series.
Did we beat Clay Matthews last week?
I actually think we did. I got distracted with my Thanksgiving themed overview, but I'm pretty sure our lineup was actually decent last week.
All right, good stuff.
I need to bring up.
Editor's note real quick. Michael Wilson also 3,200. Not going to veto it. Just going to say if that's more.
Michael Wilson, also a good play. I'll let the users choose their own adventure there. I'm worried that, you know, short King Summer might be encroaching. We might have the return of the Dorchman that would be encroaching on Michael Wilson's snaps.
Also, I just want to point out, I was listening to the Gilcast this week, and at one point, I think like it was even just like said ironically or unironically by Sammy Reed, he's like, Greg Dortch is the GOAT. Like the amount of Greg Dortch love there was on the Gilcast this week, like took my breath away.
Well, that's because he is the GOAT, dude. Like Greg Dortch is awesome. Like unironically, Greg Dortch is awesome.
He never really let us down, right? Like that's the thing.
I can't think of a time where he was chalk where he was bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He averages 13.5 points per game in games where he has a route share above 66%.
You want to give us a quarterback, Peter?
Sure. Let's do the Kyler thing now that we're talking about Dortch. It's got Kyler on the mind here.
Is Hollywood Brown also unplayable, Peter? While you're making definitive statements?
It sure feels like that. It really does. I'll let someone else pick the stacking partner. I will just say, as my stack, if normally the person who picks the QB gets to do the stack, I just want to jam in the bring back of Puka.
Good. Very good with that. What about, I mean, we could keep the short King Summer thing going with Tutu.
Yeah. Hmm. Just on select this game.
Tuttle.
Sims say it's viable in the Clay Matthews challenge.
What's Puka's injury status? I know he was hobbled last game, and now
he was fine at the end of last game.
Shoulder injury, but
shoulder. We'll keep him in there. Pete will send.
He was all buddy buddy with McVay afterwards. I mean, he was fine.
Yeah,
Cup is the guy.
Have you ever seen an injured guy not smile before? I mean,
yeah.
This is not you go, David. This is not an easy.
All right. Well, I'm going to put my guy in. This is the live little play of the week. The DeAndre Hopkins as the third wide receiver.
I'm sorry, guys. That was my fault. I should have taken Henry. Yeah. So you couldn't have taken Hopkins.
I mean, David,
this is,
you know what? Whatever. It's fine. That's not that bad.
You're throwing A.T. Perry as like the starter for this lineup. And then you're going to say like, David, for playing Nuke against the worst team in the NFL.
Your favorite tout is going to show up with A.T. Perry at 33% in his Millie Maker mix. So just be ready. Just be ready for that. Stacking partner here, light work, best tight end in the NFL, the new Gronk, Trey McBride.
Yeah,
last week he was 50% owned. I'm going to guess he'll be a little bit more reasonable, 37% owned this week. Fine by me.
I'd like it on record that I haven't made a pick yet, but I'm also not mad at that.
Well, we've also given you like three chances too.
No, you gave me one chance, and then I gave it to you to try to.
But
like,
you were the third pick. Like it wasn't like I threw it to you first. Like you had two guys to go through.
This lineup sucks. It's I'm trying to like salvage an already dead lineup in my brain.
That's what we do around here. We make shitty lineups.
Yeah, all right. Bring it back.
My brain is overwhelmed. All right. So with that in mind, let's just go Broncos defense here.
I was not expecting you to bring us back into to EV with the Broncos D.
I got nothing, guys. This lineup was dead on arrival.
This lineup is not that bad. We've made
it's worse. Also not that good.
All right, we got running back and flex with $6,100 left per slot for
honestly,
three slots.
Yeah, it's more of the slate than how dead the lineup is. It's like, do I want to really say, hey, let's play, Javonte Williams or Jonathan Taylor or whatever?
Yeah, I was gonna say JT would be fun to put in here.
He's gonna like be that. The chalk, right? Like, I mean, we'll get to running back in a second, but running back is
not
just gross.
Tampa Bay's a pass funnel. There's not gonna be any room for him. I couldn't even commit to making fun of it. All right, I'm gonna take. Wait, it's not my turn. It's Peter's turn.
I just did JT.
Or it's your turn then. Taylor. It's your turn then, Dave.
It's David, and then me.
Yeah. Oh boy. Let's I kind of want to throw in Rashad White. I know
I'm gonna guess the Sims aren't crazy about a Jonathan Taylor Rashad White correlation.
Well, the thing is, Rashad White's not even a running back, really. He's a slot receiver.
He's a $6,100 slot wide receiver.
Oh man, this lineup is something.
Yeah, this lineup went south. All right, we got 5,300.
Gabe Davis, baby.
Oh my God, we got an AT Perry bring back. We could play Drake London.
Let's just put Dalton Kincaid in the flex.
If yes, let's do it.
Okay, all right. I'm not even playing this in cash this week. It's too far off the optimal.
Maybe I should have gotten truly blitzed for this show. This is
the thing. If you did,
this one's rough.
If you did Javonte instead of Rashad White,
yeah, you just go Javonte and Kirk or something like that.
Pretty rough, yeah.
I would not want to be playing Javonte even with the defense correlation against the Browns.
Why? You don't like a running back split in a 34-point total game?
Sounds
no. Good to me. Scared
that likely work.
Yeah. Maybe not so much for me. I mean, to me, the best running back play is Bijan, right? Like,
shocker.
Of course it is. Shocker.
Well, did you guys hear the Arthur Smith? Coming. Did you guys hear the Arthur Smith press conference?
What's he
saying
now?
It sounds like maybe he has learned a little bit. It sounds like maybe the bye week gave him a chance to humble himself a little bit, but the long and short of it is that they're going to get the ball to Bijan more. And Bijan was getting the ball a ton in their game before the bye. Like, they finally committed to him for real. He got 22 rushes and he ran the third most routes on the team.
Okay.
Change defense, go Bijan, change defense, and then see what we got. Who's got the cheap defense?
I thought we were already done with the lineup. I've moved on.
Yeah. Okay.
We're putting lipstick on
a pig, Dan. There's just no point.
Kincaid in there. All right, Davis. Since we're giving apologies out, I don't want an apology from you, but I would just like to see maybe if your stance has changed. Last week you said all in on Achane, all in, and. Now,
well, yes, after he got hurt on the third play of the game, I definitely reconsidered how good of a play he was. Well, definitely
coming back from injury.
I mean, all the faders would have gotten, they would have gotten destroyed. Oh, like, yeah. he got the first two touches of the game. Like, the faders,
the faders and the haters.
I just wanted on the record that if you didn't play Achane, like, whatever, Skolansky good for you, bucks. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, if what is his ownership if Mike McDaniel says he's our starting running back for this game against the Raiders? What does his ownership go to at 6,600? Good talk.
Yeah, I mean, he's still splitting. I still think he was going to split carries just like we've seen in the past. But anyways, all that to be said, Kyren Williams coming back this week.
It's an interesting wrinkle on the slate. Yeah.
How much exposure will you have to Kyren?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dave, because actually right before the show came out, I marked out my ideal exposures for every play on the slate. Yeah. And I have Kyren in the 22 to 23% range across ideally 1,000 lineups.
Yeah. Davis, this is the part where you just say, my exposure to me, what the Sims tell me.
My exposures are going to be what the Sims tell me on Kyren Williams. I mean, the issue with players like Kyren Williams and like Achane last week is that they're going to be very subjective based on the inputs, and no person is going to have the correct inputs before the game. That's just not how it works. Like, you have to take a stance on guys like that. I took a stance on Achane. It didn't work out. I'm probably going to take the other stance on Kyren, not because I don't think he's good, but because I don't think it's like a particularly great spot. I would prefer the Rams wide receivers. Peter, don't you feel like there's some risk of like the Rams, like the magic is gone. Like whatever kind of kept them scrappy in the beginning half of the year. It's like Stafford's banged up. Cup's not going to play. Puka's hobbling around. Like they built the entire ship out of, you know, 100% of the volume going to two guys. And now that's gone.
Yeah. I mean, Puka's not 100%. That's definitely a concern. But I mean, if he's good to go, I mean, they couldn't have waived Darrell Henderson quicker. I mean, the second Kyron Williams is like, I think I'm good, they're like, bye, Henderson. I mean,
later,
they're
going to
give this guy 20-plus touches. So I don't know. I think Kyron and Puka are going to be PPR monsters in this spot.
Yeah, I think the way they've handled their situation returning from IR is kind of telling on how they feel Kyron is. Like, some of these times, sometimes you just have no clue if the guy's healthy. But they've really taken a firm positive stance. I will say your stance on Kyron, though, should probably be dictated by projections, and you just do the opposite. So if consensus projections. Like, I mean, if consensus projections are projecting him for a full workload and he's going to have high ownership, then you just go underweight. As opposed, it's an uncertain situation, so you just take the other side is basically what you do.
All right. Yeah. This slate of running backs, though, it's wild. Like, you got Kamara, like, head and shoulders above everybody as far as salary goes. Like, you're not playing him, right?
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Right. After that is just like a whole list of these mid-range guys. And you have
a bunch of guys who have had like the most middling results. Like Jonathan Taylor, yeah, he was finally the workhorse, but like it was just one game, and that game in Germany, he didn't get any receiving work. Barkley is like doing nothing, then scores 2 receiving touchdowns. ETN is starting to get like Dearness Johnson now is handling like a third of the snaps,
which is so weird.
We have Singletary's like probably a stone smash unless Pierce comes back, and then it's just like totally who knows. Javonte is projecting well, but again, that matchup stinks. Bijan Robinson's coach is Arthur Smith. I really like Swift. Swift feels like a good angle in that game.
I like Swift. And also, I do like Rashad White. I feel like he is like safe. Like he is a safe floor with upside. Just he is the alpha there. You're not worried about anyone siphoning any sort of touches, or you know, if you get to the goal line, he's gonna be the guy. If they get behind, he's gonna be the guy. It's either like he's getting 20 carries if they're ahead, or if they're behind, he's given 7 or 8 targets. So,
I mean, you almost kind of want them to be behind.
Right.
Okay. Let me describe a guy. You guys tell me who this guy is. Everybody hates playing him.
Do we have to close our eyes?
No. Everybody hates playing him. Under 6K, going to have pretty much the entire workload in the backfield.
Ramondre.
Nope.
James Conner.
There you go. It's kind of a James
Conner. I can see it. I actually.
It's ugly, but it's kind of a James Conner.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I would give that the nah wave, but I can see it. I'm Tony Jones Jr. was randomly playing all the third downs. I don't know how sneaky that is.
Can, let me throw in another wrinkle, and then we'll move on to wide receiver. The Steelers, we know their offensive struggles. We've talked about it in the past. They just fired, finally, Matt Canada. Do you know who took over? The running backs coach.
Jalen Warren's dad.
I hope so. If you are the new offensive coordinator there, and you have seen these guys, isn't it kind of a Jalen Warren week this week?
I mean, like, it just feels like probably the move any offensive coordinator is going to make is they're going to look at the output of the two guys and be like, this shit doesn't make any sense, and give Warren more touches.
Right.
Yeah. I think your thesis is correct, Dave.
All right. I guess there's no cheap guys. Peter, do you want to take a stance on anybody? You mentioned Pacheco earlier as like, if there was a play in that Chiefs offense, it'd be Pacheco.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Pacheco looked pretty good, and the Raiders suck against the run. I like that. And speaking of two guys from that same game, I mean, he's a little pricey, but DeAndre Swift, I thought, looked as good as I'd seen him in a while. If I'm doing the eye test, actually looked like he had a little explosiveness in that game there. You can run on the Bills, too. So I like Swift at 6,800.
All right, let's move on to receiver. We got the A.T. Perry play earlier.
I don't know why you guys are acting like this is some insane off-the-wall play. Like, it's the same thing as Michael Wilson.
I have fond memories of A.T. Perry in college, too.
He was amazing. Yeah.
Honestly, if you like, if you give me Jameis, I can see
it. It's Rashid.
I was just going to say, I guess the question for me is, like, how do you think he stacks up projection both points and ownership to Shahid?
Well, the ownership will be none because no one outside of this show is literally going to mention his name. But he ran 13 more routes than Shahid last week. Like, what? Shahid is exactly who he is. We literally know who Rashid Shahid is. You know, it's not a guy whose game improves by playing more, you know, but so Perry's just going to be on the field more. We don't need to spend the entire show talking about A.T. Perry, though. I got one for you guys. Calvin Ridley, $6,000. Smashes last week. Do we officially buy the narrative that
he just needs
Zay Jones in the lineup, brother?
That's already also been debunked, too. Like, I think Zay Jones wasn't even on the field for one of his touchdowns last week.
That's what Hayden or Josh, one of the two of them.
Yeah. I just got to give a shout out to the Calvin Ridley slappies. Like, this is the thought process of a Calvin Ridley slappy. First, we got to start taking this guy in the second round because he ran this crisp route during August training camp. Then they pivoted to, and because this guy was so good, best route runner in the league, elite wide receiver, they then pivoted their messaging to, please God, we need Zay Jones back to unlock our guy that we were staking in the second round. I mean, the slappy arc for the Ridley people has been truly a sight to behold.
Man, Liam has been keeping me up to date on all the developments in the slappy arc, and it's really been something to behold. He and Kyle have just been going back and forth in my DMs arguing about Calvin Ridley. It's been real nice.
Peter, boots on the ground take, DeMario Douglas.
Yeah.
Is he even cheap enough to consider? Yeah, he's 4,400, so no.
Are we worried about his splits with Bailey Zappe? Are we going to get
I'm saying? Yeah. Boots on the ground. I'm wondering what are
the Malik Cunningham splits?
I will say, like, the profile of DeMario Douglas, it is now, he is kind of up into the Kendrick Bourne range, right? Where it's like he gets a little more pricey and people don't want to play or pay that kind of price for that volume. Where it's like when he's the super chalk guy, you just stay way clear of that. But if people don't actually want to play DeMario Douglas, I think it's fine.
Coming off a bye week,
he's healthy. Yeah, you got to see.
Let me tell you, as somebody who has played these rookies after the bye weeks, aren't they supposed to get a boost? Let me tell you, Quentin Johnston did not get that. And whoever
the Marvin Mims boost was.
Yeah,
huge.
The Marvin Mims boost did,
the
not,
Marvin Mims
did
boost.
Not happen. I mean, it's been rough out there for the post by
every single week. Sean Payton's like, man, I'm going to get this guy involved. Holy cow. You know, we're going to find some more touches for him every week. Two end arounds, zero targets. Thanks, Sean.
Horatio Rice was the other one.
Yeah.
Since we're on to narratives, because of how gross running back is, because of how poorly he did last week, AJ Brown at 9K, I get it. He's super expensive.
Good, also, good take. Good take from David. I love how he finds a way to backdoor into a good take once a week because of some Titans association. It's like
that is not a Titans association. That's me watching film and watching game tape and seeing him on the sideline with Jalen Hurts and knowing his time is coming next game against the Bills. Like, he's throwing such a temper tantrum.
Is Sosa writing checks he can't cash right now?
I don't even have him here in the house.
Wow, we are, guys. What a washed program. What a washed program.
I do have beers. I mean, we're having our ship chasing show tonight. That's always very boozy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
I could red wine. You know, some cab. I guess if we want to.
Yeah, throw some red wine back, kitchen. Are you in the office or at home right now?
I'm at home.
Okay.
You can tell. Can tell he's at home because he's not wearing his outfit for Cal.
Cam.
Yeah. Cam.
What's funny is when Cam got in the office, he's like, "Whoa, you look nice." I was like, "Oh, thank you."
I'm like, "Yeah, I do."
J. Crew. All right. As far as other receivers that you like, we talked about. I like DeAndre Hopkins. Davis likes A.T. Perry and
I want Peter's opinion on this.
Okay.
Is Tank Dell so expensive at 6,900 now that people don't click him as easily? Or is he been such a success for the slappies that he ends up like 22% owned and Nico Collins is like 6% owned?
Dude, I was thinking about, that's why I asked about CJ Stroud at that price. And I do really think when people like look at the projections and stuff, it's going to like swing back and it's like, I'll just save the money and play Nico at less ownership. And then you flip over the cards and Tank Dell's like 9%. And you're like, why didn't I just play goddamn Tank Dell?
What do you
think?
I think it's flipping.
I think Tank's going to be the only, yeah.
Okay.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. If that's the case, I'm fine playing Nico.
What's Nico's price?
Nico 64. Is a jam, if that's true. He saw 11.
I was thinking we were going to have like an actual discount on Nico from Tank.
Yeah, he is priced up pretty high relative.
Tuttle, you don't even, when DFS is so hard now, you don't even want the discount because if he was 5,800, then there would just be no discussion. You just have to eat 27%. So you actually
here's the thing. I don't think it's a discussion now either. They're too close, I think. I think we need to widen the gap a little bit.
How are you guys attacking this? I mean, Kitchen just mentioned AJ Brown, but as far as like Eagles Bills, like, is this game going to catch a ton of ownership or are the pieces too expensive for people to really stack it up?
It kind of depends if there's like, so like if Michael Wilson or some cheap wide receiver ends up getting projected really strongly, you know, if there's
like an AT Perry or
an AT Perry, I don't know, you know, if people are comfortable playing Cade Otton or Pat Freiermuth or whatever, like that's kind of the direction you have to go, where there's got to be a 3K ish player and people have to be comfortable eating. There's not even a defense below $2,600 on DraftKings this week. That's kind of insane. Yeah, I feel like it's too hard, right? Like to do, you could, I guess, do Hurts, Brown, Kincaid without having like total dust balls around them, but you couldn't add in anyone else, I don't think.
Once owner projected ownership's released, whatever Shakir is, add like 5% to that.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I think he's 3,600 on DK. I think people will chase that a little bit so that especially they're not playing the 18 Perrys of the world.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it's crazy that Diggs isn't even after these past two games, but he's not even like on the tip of our tongues in the highest over under.
Who has the zone versus man breakdown for the?
God, don't even go there.
That matters for Gabe Davis, right? That's the Gabe Davis stat.
Does it?
Yeah, he's better against zone. I want
to
say.
I've really lost my patience. I've really started to lose my patience with shit that I know touts just say to fill airspace, and the man versus zone is like the number one.
I think my technique would be it's nuanced, or my take would be that it's nuanced. Like, of course, it probably matters for like
Davis has no people. Clue what that word even means.
Yeah, who are you talking Davis to,
is,
brother?
Davis is much more versed in vocabulary than I am. Davis could say.
No, I'm just saying that nuance is not in his vocabulary is what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. There you go. But yeah, I mean, I think it matters for a handful of people, right? But that's like really select.
What no one has ever been able to adequately explain to me in either a projection sense or a ball knowing sense is why a guy would only be capable getting open one versus the other. In the sense that if you are good enough to consistently beat man coverage, you're going to be impossible to cover in zone coverage. And if you are a zone beater, then you should also be able to run the type of routes that can win in isolation, particularly if you're a slot wide receiver, which is what a lot of these guys say. And also, most defenses do a hybrid of both. There's no NFL defense that solely does one or the other. So it
The biggest argument, I think, right?
And if Davis's take is true, that it's now just such a prevalent talking head point, I think you could argue that that stuff is baked into ownership, right? Where it's like if two players were projected equally, all of that, and then one had the far better man versus zone splits, like the ownership projection now is going to tilt in that favor because everyone consumes that content, wants to jam it in on the good side of that split.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Man, just a Justin hearty Watson. Macro discussion by us. Look at us. How about that? On the back.
Justin
hardy,
Watson.
Hearty macro discussion, and David is just watching. Just watching.
And he wants to talk about Justin Watson now.
I want to talk about Justin Watson. You know, 3K, 11 targets last week.
Well, Peter said he's obviously unplayable. I'm
no,
not
no I said no. Holmes was unplayable. Get out
What's
of here.
The, who I'm dropping a blank on the name. Who does the perception reception stuff with the route trees?
Matt Harmon.
There we go. We need the Justin Watson. I'm telling you, this guy, Watson's route tree changed last week. This is the
using him down the field, you mean?
I mean, I can tell you just by looking at his average intended yards from last week that it was much different.
Yeah. And so if that's like a change that's going to happen, I don't think this was what I'm saying is that it wasn't a fluke game out of a Watson if that's like his intended usage going forward. Every once in a while we'll get these fluke games where guys just pop up.
It was also the most snaps he's played in a game this year, and it coincided with MBS playing fewer snaps. Like the wide receiver snap counts for Kansas City saw a big break last week. MBS went down to 47%. It was the first game he played less than 60% for the entire year. Sounds like it looks like Hardman probably would have played a lot because he played 20% and got hurt in the second quarter. So Tony probably had to play a little bit more because Hardman was hurt. And I think if Richie James is back this week, he'll fill in for some of that stuff.
So just to be clear, we got 6 minutes left to finish wide receiver, do tight ends, build a FanDuel lineup, and do the Thanksgiving slate.
Davis said we're going hard into the main slate, so that's what we're doing.
I do legitimately have a busy afternoon here, so let's pick it up.
Calm down. I got a Brian.
Let's do the FanDuel team.
Hold on. Real quick, this Cooper Kupp Puka thing. Let's say that Cooper is out.
Giga smash. Play a lot of Puka, like a lot, maybe 100%. Okay.
And then last thing, Peter, close your eyes. You're creating a lineup for your team. You jam in a few guys, and then you click the optimize button, and you see in the wide receiver slot a 4,900 Diontae Johnson, because right now his projections are pretty good. As far as dollar per point, what are you doing with that?
Well, after discussing A.T. Perry or paying up for DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnson starts to look real inviting at that price.
A.T. Perry's 63-yard touchdown in the second quarter is going to be one of the shining moments of my tout career.
I haven't brought up here and you're going to make us issue an apology about A.T. Perry.
I haven't brought up player profiler for a while. But I did this morning because I wanted to see Green Bay tight ends. And I like their strategy. Apparently they just draft or they just take these guys that are actually like really athletic, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving slate type of thing. Perry's looking pretty decent, and I do have fond memories of him.
Oh yeah.
He's good. Pittman and Evans, throw those in your GPP mix as well. Let's move on to FanDuel now.
All right, who's got Davis, the first pick, Dave?
Davis, you were in my mentions saying that you weren't going to make a Thanksgiving FanDuel lineup because it takes so much time to log into your account.
I mean, I literally can't. Like, it like locks me out.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to do like a live stream, not today, but I would like to do a live stream where you live stream like how to get into your account, and let's just see if it takes like less than 3 minutes.
3 minutes because is probably a good number.
I just want to see the effort that has been made to really log into your account. It, like two-factor authentication. What does that even mean? All right.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts. It's a little bit easier. It's a little bit easier to jam our guy. On FanDuel, you got to play the best plays.
I'm going to pair him with A.J. Brown so the other guys have to really find the value.
I like A.J. Brown.
Well, FanDuel is so weird because when you actually sort by like dollars per point, you actually get like the best plays instead of.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how that works?
All right.
You don't waste 30 minutes talking about AT?
No, we jammed in Kincaid in the other one. Let's throw Gabe Davis in on FanDuel.
Can we do Shakir?
I like it.
Can I ask for Shakir or
no?
No. You can pick whoever you want when it's your turn. When it's my turn, I will make my pick.
Okay. All right. Yes. Hey, fair.
I like it.
Got some bite.
It's gross.
All right, David.
All right. Let's play James Conner. This is a good FanDuel play.
Mm. When I think of FanDuel, I do literally think of just like James Conner flooding optimals. That is very true.
All right. Yeah. Davis.
Kyle Pitts.
Oh my god!
Just in time for Desmond Ridder to throw the ball 19 times to Johnny Smith.
I just love how we talked about when you sort the dollars per point, you get the best plays. We also know that FanDuel, you can play the best tight ends, generally, and then you go with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, the best tight end.
Best tight ends, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going Chris Olave.
Okay.
Tuttle.
I was going to do Shahid if you didn't do that, because in case Davis is directionally accurate on A.T. Perry, but A.T. Perry isn't.
I guess I should at this point give a tout disclaimer that, like, obviously Olave is a very good play. Like,
a tout disclaimer. When do we start giving those out?
Classic.
Right now. Literally right now.
All right. So let's go. Let's go defense. See what, like, Cardinals, if we paired them with James Conner, what we're left with. 6,850.
I feel like Texans player. D is a smash. Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Okay. Or you can get, $200 less for, and then you get 6,950. But that allows us to play. Did we play Jonathan Taylor in the other lineup? We did.
Yeah. We could play, this is kind of a weird spot.
Let's go with Swift.
I like it.
Full onslaught.
Yeah. Anytime you can play DeAndre Swift and Jalen Hurts together, I think you absolutely have to do it. It almost worked last week, I guess, with McCaffrey and Purdy. So same thing.
Pacheco's cheap as hell.
How much does this leave us?
$6,700. So it's like James Cook, Pacheco, Kincaid.
Deontay Johnson.
Literally any. Deontay Johnson's got to be the worst FanDuel play imaginable.
Javonte
would
not be.
Full point PPR?
All right. Javonte.
Yeah, let's play Pacheco. Let's play Pacheco.
I like that.
All right. Great, we really had him in the first half. What if we
upgrade? Well, I don't know if it's an actual upgrade, but Swift to Singletary, it makes my brain function a little bit better to look at that.
Okay.
That is a downgrade.
I know. That's the issue.
That's just a bad
overcorrelation is like,
you know, people are this Tuttle. This is for a sub 1000 size contest where we don't have to worry about the slightly negative correlation between the
running. I don't know. Here's the thing. Is it a downgrade?
Yeah. I feel like Gabe Davis kind of
is Pierce going to be back though. It sounds like
it all depends on Pierce. If Pierce is back, it's an obvious downgrade.
And you're not issuing a global swap. So we got to keep Swift.
No. All right. We'll stick Swift.
Gabe Davis is this week's or this lineup's AT Perry. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, oh boy. Tight ends, Trey McBride, smash. Anyone other than Trey McBride?
You solved it already?
Okay.
Trey McBride.
Kincaid?
Sure.
It's the usual suspect.
If you like 6 for 60 with a 39.5% chance of a touchdown, Dalton Kincaid is your man.
Okay. Do you have any strong takes about tight end, Peter?
No.
No.
No strong.
I really like Michael Mayer. He is like a full route guy. He's like over 90% route share now.
He's cheap.
And he's cheap.
Yeah, he's very cheap.
I think we might finally escape the tyranny of people telling me all week that Evan Ingram is you do the two tight end lineup. Like, I've had so many people send me optimal lineups with Evan Ingram in them. It's like they never learn.
I think I'm finally just I've been chasing this Evan Ingram shit, like that, not even specifically on DraftKings, but in the underdog drafts every week. He just projects so well, and I'm just done. I'm
He was in the RG optimal that I used last week that cashed in the Wildcat thing for it.
He led all tight ends in air yards last week.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't even know how that's possible with his ADOT on the year, which is like at the light of scrimmage.
He's on the buy low model for sure.
I don't think the buy low model exists anymore.
Where do you find that these days?
Bitcoin.org.
Common sense. Common sense buy low model.
Dude, would the ultimate heel turn be if like Hermsmeyer started like encrypting the buy low model on a block on the
on the VGC? Flow blockchain?
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
All right. Dalton Schultz.
Sure.
Good play.
Okay. All right.
Mayer is my terrible take of the week.
All right. So we got the Sunday slate. Let's move on to the Thanksgiving slates.
5 minutes after.
These people that had tuned in after the intro.
Why am I full screen? So.
Saying the second half would be the thing.
You made a great face as a reaction.
Yeah, the reaction gift. So, all right, let's. I don't know. Do we want to say anything about the Thanksgiving slate? Do you want to say anything at all, Davis? Like Cowboys smash, typical.
My guess is that Tucker Kraft ends up being the most owned player in the history of Thanksgiving DFS slates. So if you just don't play Tucker Kraft, you probably don't have to worry about ownership or dupes or anything like that in the big contests.
Yeah. I
do whatever
say
the Sims say with Tucker Kraft. Kraft's a good play, just listen to the Sims.
And to that point, if you find yourself on Thursday night just wanting some action, we got Sim Labs. You can just go in, log on, Sim Labs, create however many lineups you want. It's so easy that even I can do it.
How about we all give our favorite non-obvious play for the Thanksgiving slate?
It sounds like you've already got yours.
Jalen Tolbert.
Oh, that was one of mine.
Jameson Williams.
Nah, total. This is 2023 DFS. Jameson Williams is going to end up being like the sixth most owned guy of the slate.
No.
You guys heard of at Zach Charbonnet?
Okay.
Okay, that's the owned one.
Where do you get your ideas, Kitchen?
Where do you get your ideas, Dave?
Oh man, Christian Watson. Maybe this is the game that that he needs.
So I was gonna. I like Watson. I think he's gonna end up being kind of popular. I'll do Dobbs, who's gonna be a little bit more expensive. People aren't gonna want to go to him now. They don't have Musgrave. It's leverage on like the craft stuff because they look to Dobbs all the time in the red zone. Like that's his
one. Yeah, see this.
Go ahead.
Pete queued this up just because he had this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, he was like, yeah. Let's do one
comes
take
with
that
like
we...
a pre-prepared Dobbs take.
I just wrote up the newsletter for tomorrow. It's fresh in my head. Let me double dip.
I like
I was
going
to do Tolbert, but David stole it. Five targets in back-to-back weeks.
What's the Green Bay running back situation? Anybody have a clue on that AJ yet?
Dylan and Taylor. If you want to be a huge ninth level galaxy grand wizard, you play Patrick Taylor.
I do not.
All right. Tuttle, did you flag plant Diami Brown or someone like that? I don't know. No, like, who's your terrible take for tomorrow?
For tomorrow? I don't have one. I don't have a terrible take. I was told Jameson Williams is too popular. He's my take.
Oh, tomorrow. He's not going to be that popular. I mean, it's only three games, but he won't be mega chalk. So let's wrap it up then. Let's wrap it up. And Tuttle, we'll start with you.
Yeah. So I didn't give a main slate terrible take, and I didn't really have one. Other than choose your own adventure with the Carolina cheap receivers. So Mingo and or Chark, whoever you want to go with there was the terrible take of the week. The prize picks, because Underdog doesn't have this line out, is for a Black Friday. Emmett Johnson, Nebraska running back. We're going with the over 47.5 rushing yards against Iowa. Anthony Grant dealing with a sprained ankle, may or may not suit up. I think this number's too low. So there you go.
All right. Davis?
Everyone, thoughts and prayers to Derek Carr. Take another week to get yourself right. Let's get a $4,900 Jameis Winston, Chris Olave, A.T. Perry stack with a Bijan Robinson bring back to win someone the stupid $1 million.
Okay. Pete?
I just want to issue a disclaimer to the disclaimer. A.T. Perry is, in fact, the best play on the slate.
I think we've said his name so much. I need to just give context. His full first name is Atorian. So that's his real name. So if he scores, you have to say like Atorian Perry exclamation point.
If he scores, it's good branding for this show. If he's pretty good, if he scores,
it will be good branding for the show. Speaking of the show, just shout out to everyone who likes and subscribes and everything else. And just a reminder, our Roto Grinders experts have been 35-17 over the past 3 days for NBA prop picks. And right now we have an 80% discount, $9.99, rotogrinders.com. Dude, that's our Black Friday special. Hasn't been cheaper than that. So hop on that. And I will just say I'm thankful for you guys. This is
Chat just reminded me of the road to 10K. Are we still fighting that battle?
We're climbing.
We're still going up. It's a steady boat. But I will just say I'm thankful just to do this show every week. It does not feel
total high point like in my work week
to me. And probably a good thing.
Never work a day in your life.
That's right. So with that being said, appreciate you guys, thankful for you guys, and I want you to have a great Thanksgiving slate. We'd even talk about the Black Friday game this week.
Tim Boyle season.
And then Sunday. So, check out Sim Labs. We'll see you next week. Shout out to Sosa. And I think that'll be it. Later, everyone. Peace.